My name is Dave. I am the program manager at Teen Challenge. I have been a program manager there for the last 5-6 years and have enjoyed every minute of it. I am so thankful to see what God can do in the lives of people. And I really would love for the folks here to take a step, if you ever get a chance, to come in and do a tour of Teen Challenge and to walk the halls and to see the power of God being released into the lives of many, many people. Now, Pastor, do we have the opportunity to show the monk's tail?
Mm-hmm.
I want to show you just a little clip of... I hope nobody's going to be offended by this. But here's the best way that I know how to describe Teen Challenge. Nobody was offended by that in any way, shape, or form. If you're a mouse lover, I apologize. No mice did get hurt in the making of that particular film. Is there going to be somebody going to be doing the PowerPoint?
Yeah.
Please, sir. Did you want me to control it from up here?
Yeah, please. You should be able to. Oops. Bill.
Good wires.
Thank you very much. Teen Challenge. How many people have never heard of Teen Challenge before? Anybody not heard of us? All right. Well, I guess it's almost lunchtime then. Teen Challenge is the proven cure for the drug epidemic. We want to say, first of all, that Teen Challenge is not the proven cure. We only represent the proven cure, which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is the one that knows best how to speak into a man or a woman's life. And so we make no bones about it that when a man or a woman comes to Teen Challenge, they are coming into a place where they will have the opportunity to be discipled into the name of Jesus Christ. Now, we want to say that there is a drug epidemic out there of staggering proportions. What we have seen in the last many years is a real epidemic. I'm going to give you an example. A number of years ago, there was a gentleman that came to Teen Challenge. By all rights, as I looked at him, he looked like he had a stable body, a good mind. And then one day I found out, I found out that he was on Ontario Disability. And I said to him, Billy, what in the world are you doing on Ontario Disability? Getting at least $700-$800 a month. And I said, and he said to me, he said, Dave, the reason I'm on disability is because I'm an addict. I am an alcoholic. Now, that was a shocker to me at first that I'd never heard of that before. The government will pay up to $700 to $800 a month for somebody who has an addiction. Because the government will call an addiction a sickness. Whereas we at Teen Challenge take real issue with that. We want to call it a sin issue. A worship disorder. Are the men that come to us are worshiping themselves, not their Lord and Savior. So what we do is we redirect them back toward Jesus Christ. The drug epidemic that is out there, as you read in those stats, is absolutely mind-blowing. The strength of the drugs that are out there, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say, instantly hooked. A number of years ago, we had a guy come to Teen Challenge. He had been an addict for all his life, but he was what's called a functioning addict. He was functioning, able to be a stable husband, a stable worker, until he discovered something called crack cocaine. And the very minute that he took that particular product, he was instantly hooked. His life fell apart. His kids wanted absolutely nothing to do with him because he was so addicted, spending and stealing all of their money out of their very envelopes where they got Christmas cards so that he could get his drugs. His wife divorced him. His job that he had for so many years failed. And so he came to Teen Challenge. He's a 56-year-old man, totally broken. And what we saw in this man's life is God putting somebody back together. And that's what Teen Challenge is all about, restoration. As you can see here, here's a picture of what our two gentlemen here and many of our other guys have gone through time and time again. And this is a mystery because of that picture that was born many years ago of a gentleman by the name of David Wilkerson was looking through a Life magazine. And as he was looking through this Life magazine, he stumbled upon a picture of seven, I believe, gang members on trial in New York City for murder. And this is where I love what God does. God cares very much about each of us, but he cares about those that are doing despicable things. And as he saw that picture in that magazine, the Spirit of God started to come upon him and to convict him about what he was doing for the lost people. And so he did what you and I probably would not do. He jumped into his car, put feet to his faith, and found himself in New York City from his home in Pennsylvania. He found himself to that particular courthouse and went and tried to see those men that were on trial. He could not see them, but that was the very start of God starting to move and to build a relationship between this man, David Wilkerson, and this is him just outside the courthouse holding the Bible up at the very beginning of his time in New York. Building a relationship between him and the drug culture, the gangs in New York. And one of his very first converts that he was able to see was a man by the name of Nicky Cruz. And this is Nicky Cruz right here, exchanging the baseball bat that he used to use to hurt people with as a gang leader in New York with that of a Bible. And I'm saying right now that this is one of the first things that God did in David Wilkerson's life to see change in this man. The anointing that came upon David Wilkerson to speak the truth to people like Nicky Cruz. And the fruit of it is that Nicky is still a minister in all over the world. Our founder died a couple of years ago, April 27th, of a car crash. And we're sorry to see that happen. This is a picture of our farm. Get out of the way here a little bit. This is one of about 12 locations across Canada. There are many locations in almost every province of Canada. And this is an old picture of ours. A lot of these buildings are no longer here, but a tremendous outreach into the lives. Did you know that in Ontario here, we are the number one organization for fighting drugs and alcohol across Canada and around the world? This is the proven cure for the drug epidemic. Jesus is working through an organization like this. So I want you to be proud of what God has done as a Christian, knowing that there are men and women that are sitting in our courts as lawyers and as judges that will say to a person, we're going to allow you, number one, either to go to jail or go to Teen Challenge. And I don't know about you, but that makes me feel proud that a secular judge will point to a Christian organization and say, you have two choices, and one of them is to come to Teen Challenge. That's the testimony that God has and that Teen Challenge has. That's what we used to look like, and this is what we look like today. Oops. So from that, a number of years ago, to what we look like today, we have put in a beautiful new building where we're doing all sorts of opportunities for work projects and different things like that. In the middle, you can't see it, but there's a pool right here. You guys get the opportunity to have some comforts. Here's a day one shot. A number of our guys that came into Teen Challenge. As you can see, as you look into their eyes, can I get some water, please? If at all possible. If you look into their eyes, you'll see desperation. When a man comes to Teen Challenge, they're totally desperate. When you come to Teen Challenge, you're entering an organization that's very similar to home, a little bit like Bible college, and a little bit like boot camp. Thank you. Thank you very much. When these men come to Teen Challenge, they're coming for a full year. They're coming to change. They're coming to be transformed. That's what we're expecting. That's what we want to see. And that we do see. And these men have been changed. Up at the corner here, this gentleman is now working as a nurse in one of our hospitals in Hamilton, in London. And Randy down here is also fully, he was in jail more in his life than outside of his life. And he is now fully, when I talk to him, he is fully reestablished. Totally changing in the Lord. And this gentleman up here will hopefully come back to Teen Challenge. He's not having such a good time in his life. We do have a refresher program. If somebody does fall off the trails, they can come back to Teen Challenge for an additional 6 months. And we hope and pray that gentleman will also come back. What I'm going to do is I'm going to turn it over to one of our newest people here at Teen Challenge. Sean, I'd like you to come on up and give your testimony.
Thank you guys for having us. My name is Sean. I'm 24. I'm in my 10th month of the program. I'm about to graduate in 2 months. I grew up in New York City. Come from a good family, a single parent home. My dad left when I was a young child, and you know, it was a struggle from then on. I watched my mom go through a lot of troubles to raise me. I've always been this kind of person. I just wanted more. I was never content. I never had enough. And that went with me into my young adult years. Around the age of 13, I started to skip school and just hang out with kids around the neighborhood, and got into a lot of petty things like selling pot and just doing small crimes to just to have money. I know that was like the object of my affection. And I landed myself in a boot camp for 12 months. After that was done, I decided to move to Canada. I came here on February 2nd, 2004, to be closer to my family, hoping that structure would kind of help me a little bit. I got into school here. I did well for a while. Around the age of 16, I picked up my old ways again. I started to skip school, hang out with just, you know, kids in the street. I went to school for all the wrong reasons. I ended up dropping out of school because it wasn't working for me. When I was 17, my uncle got me a job at his company. He's an event planner. I started working a lot of high-end events in Toronto, working at a lot of clubs, and that introduced me to a whole other life that I didn't even know existed. As I started working there, you know, I found myself just wanting to party more and hang out at clubs and all these late-night events and restaurants and stuff. And I know that became my young adult years. Around this time, two of my cousins who lived in Canada were released from the penitentiary, and they introduced me to selling crack cocaine. And that just took over my life. That became my world. That taught me how to be a cheat, how to manipulate my way through life. I became the best at what I did, just basically cheat everyone, my family, my friends, every person that's ever came into my life. I've destroyed them. I've been in a few relationships with some amazing, you know, women. I've destroyed them all, and those are just some really hard things for me. Around the age of 18, I tried cocaine for the first time, and I absolutely fell in love with it. It made my heart cold, and I had no feelings. I was able to do whatever I wanted, and I didn't care how other people were feeling, or I didn't care about who I hurt. All that mattered is me, and whatever I wanted, and whatever I needed in the moment. I've gone to spend the next few years in and out of jail, and I just got tired of the cycle. I got tired of just being a failure, just watching everyone, you know, turn their backs on me. I'm tired of seeing tears in all my family's eyes. I cried out to God, and God is faithful. He introduced me to two men. Who were involved in Teen Challenge. One of them, his name is Jack Aldred. He would go on to spend the next 6 months dedicating his life. After he heard my story, he felt like God was calling him to help me. So he got me out of jail, got me into Teen Challenge. And I'm not going to lie to you, Teen Challenge is a hard program. I went there, I walked into 50 open arms, 50 amazing men whose hearts are strongly desiring to follow God. And it wasn't long until God broke me down, brought me to my knees, and I just really started to see the light, and I see that things needed to be different, and I really wanted to make a change. Fast forward a little bit, I gave my life to God in July. I got baptized shortly after, and since then, God has been great to me. You know, He's restored my relationship with my family. I'm about to graduate soon, and I got a totally new desire for life. I've enrolled myself in the University of Toronto. I should be starting here next January. And all I can say is that there's this song that says, "Never once did we ever walk alone," and I truly see that, because I really shouldn't be here right now, and I definitely don't deserve to be here, but God is great, and God has shown me a lot of mercy. So I got a new chance at life, and I'm going to make the best of it. And now I know that every day I need to just lean on the Lord. And by doing that, He's going to guide me every step of the way. Thank you.
These guys are my heroes. Right here. Because they have the courage to change. They have the courage to do whatever it takes to see transformation in their lives. When Sean came to Teen Challenge a number of months ago, he was a very, very different person than he is today. His hair was down to here, and what I remember about Sean's first days were very different than what we see here today. A very respectful young man that is changing, and there's proof that God is in the habit of changing His people. Thank you, Sean. Here's a little bit of a picture of what dorm life looks like. This is what the day of a life of a Teen Challenge student would look like. Teen Challenge guys get up that day, what time?
6:15
in the morning. Lots of fun, eh? 6:15 in the morning, they get up and they go right to devotions. And we give them breakfast. And then at 8 o'clock, they start their educational time. It's called PACE, Personal Academic Christian Education. That goes from 8 o'clock all the way to 11:30, and then lunch, and then at 1 o'clock, They have an opportunity to do what we call work detail, where they go out into the farm and do various work chores around the farm. And that goes till 4:30, and then there's supper, and we have all sorts of evening events as well planned. And then at the end of the day is where they will come back and have some dorm life, some dorm prayer, prayer requests and sharing, and get the opportunity to spend the rest of the evening or the remainder of the evening in their dorms with each other. We have a capacity of 52 men in the program that are possible to come into the program in dorms similar to this. And here's the miracle, men, if I could just say to you men for just a minute. Here's a miracle right here. We have a potential of 52 men and 17 interns. Those are graduates that have graduated Teen Challenge and come back and actually do some work around the farm. We have 52 men that are sleeping in the same rooms, eating together, going to church together, working together, eating together, and we do it without any fights, or very few. And you know what the hardest time is? And I'm going to say this to men, and I don't mean to be stereotypical, but the times where it's the toughest for our guys is when they're on the sports field, when they're on the basketball court, when they're playing football, because the competitive nature comes out. And I see that there are arguments. I see there's tension between our brothers. But I've also heard this. You know what, brother? I was a real jerk on the field. Can you please forgive me? That is one of the greatest things that I can think I could hear, is that one brother saying to another brother, please forgive me. I was wrong, and I'm sorry. Those are powerful words that they don't learn on the streets. Those are wimpy words on the streets, but here at Teen Challenge, and as a Christian, they're very welcome. Work detail, as we mentioned, a number of different work aspects around the farm. The guys can do a number of things, such as janitorial work. They can do laundry, cooking, working with our cars, landscaping. And I think I have a few others that I've missed, but development, arrange bookings like this. So there's a number of different things. We want to teach our guys work skills. It's not enough for us to put into them, Jesus is everything, absolutely. But we want to give them work skills, teach them work ethic, teach them about how to function properly as a mature, responsible individual. And so for half of their days, they will be doing a variety of work chores around the farm. Vehicle donation program is another one. We have Teen Challenge. When you come to Teen Challenge, you're only paying $1,000 to get in. It costs about $45,000 to $50,000 for a student to go through the entire program. That includes all your counseling, that includes your food, your room and board. Everything about Teen Challenge would cost about $45,000, but they only pay $1,000 to get in. And so we supplement that amount by our vehicle donation program, our VDP, where a person can come in and donate their vehicle and get a tax-deductible receipt for the fair market value of that vehicle. And our guys will have the opportunity to learn how to work on them. And we've had some guys start to work on these vehicles and become very interested in that trade and have gone on to become a car detailer or a mechanic of some kind. So that's a very successful program at Teen Challenge. If you want to know more, and you want to actually donate your vehicle, we have a form here, or a little brochure that you could use to get the number to donate your vehicle. Also, some general duties, doing some woodworking. And we also have education, a very fine educational component. Two ways that we go about our education. The first one is personal. We have what's called, as I said, our PACE program, Personal Academic Christian Education. We want to personalize a contract for a student. So, given month, the student may be working on his anger or on pride or on selfishness or something like that. So we will put together a full contract on those themes, on those topics, where they will memorize scripture verses, They will do Bible study. They will learn the character qualities of Jesus, read good Christian books, all in an attempt to work on that one area that they're struggling with. And then the next month is another contract. They have to finish that contract by that month's end, and then they'll get another contract that's focusing on the different themes that the students are struggling in. So what a great way of discipling our students, to see them take that one step after another step. We also have our Teen Challenge Choir. Has anybody ever seen our Teen Challenge Choir? Yeah? Aren't they a lot of fun? They can't sing.
They really can't.
Dave, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. You were in the choir for a while. They can't really sing, but they sure can move, and they have a lot of heart. And if you ever get a chance to see the Teen Challenge Choir, it's about 25 former addicts all singing to Jesus. They have done their time out in the jails and out in the streets, and suddenly they're finding themselves in a place like this singing to Jesus. It's a very surreal moment for them, but it's real and it's very powerful. So if you ever get a chance to see the Teen Challenge Choir, please get that event. This gentleman right here that's singing, he actually is a graduate of Teen Challenge and is now living and fully functioning outside his addictions in the Niagara area. It's fabulous to see what God does when I look at some of these old faces and I see what God can do in the life of a person. Again, here's the Teen Challenge Choir. What they look like. This was on 100 Huntley Street a number of years ago. We also want to give the opportunity for our guys to do evangelism. We want to give back to the community, so we will challenge our guys in the evenings during the week to go back to the streets, go back to the jails, go back to the soup kitchens, go back to the very places that they came from, and give back. And one of the most rewarding experiences is seeing our guys going back and sharing their testimony, going back and sharing their love, going back and sharing Jesus with all the men and the women that the life that they had once come from. So we do that. And a very, very powerful experience for a lot of our guys. We also have a women's center in Aurora. Our intake department was getting more and more calls from women saying, why don't you provide something for us? And the only center we had was in Abbotsford, British Columbia, a total occupancy of 8 beds. All we could do for women were 8 beds. And so when we opened up this facility, we call it our GTA center, our in Aurora, we we're thinking, do we want to make this a men's center or a women's center? Because the men's side of things are also increasing. And we decided at that point that we would make it a women's center, and we're very glad that we did. A beautiful, beautiful center that used to be a hippie commune is now being resurrected to be a ministry center. And there again, God is also in the lives, not in the work of not only redeeming men's lives and women's lives, but also buildings for His care, His glory as well. So wonderful, wonderful experience for a lot of these ladies to get changed. Every year we give a baptism. Sean, I think, was baptized last year. What's your date for you?
I wasn't in that one, no.
You weren't in that one, okay. We want to give the guys the opportunity to be baptized, and so we will offer this every year. And wonderful to see men going under the water and raised to new life in Christ. If anybody is ever interested in giving some donations to our Teen Challenge Farm, we work on a donation basis because we are a charity, and because we ask so little from the men as a monetary way, we do look for different volunteers to give. And if you have a cow or a pig, or you know somebody that would like to donate something like that, we would love to have that opportunity as well. The lady in the red here,
She is our kitchen queen and orchestrates all of our food, all of our meals, and what she does with the meals is absolutely amazing. She does her best to make it tasty and affordable for all our guys. We also have an opportunity to do some in-house tours. If anybody would like to come, just give us a call. We have a number at the back that we can give you, and a contact name, and we'd love to do a tour for any of your youth. I love to see the youth come to Teen Challenge to be challenged to not get down that road that some of our guys have gone, all of our guys have gone down, to see what it's really about. Because a lot of them start by dabbling. And they said back, and I'm sure you guys did as well, that there was a line that they said they were never going to cross. Started with dabbling. Started with experimenting. And suddenly, that line, as they look behind them, is so obscure, so gone. So if you ever have a chance to come in and take a tour and hear a testimony of some of our guys, might be an opportunity for you to take. Every year we get graduations. We do every month we have a graduation for our guys. Our brother Dave is graduating this month. And so we're going to have him come on up and share his testimony.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for having us. My name is Dave. Been in the program 12 months. The story about how I came to addiction can't really be summed up in 5 minutes, but I'll do my best. I was born in a Christian family, born again, Christian family. Both of my parents were born again. They met in Bible college. So I was raised in a good home. There was always food on the table. Whatever I needed was there. They always provided for us. My parents really had an emphasis on what I would watch, on my spiritual growth, not to hang around worldly people. We went to church, and growing up, I was a Christian. I was very pure at heart. It's when I started mingling with the world, even church, a lot of the world got into the church, and I started hanging around the wrong crowd, listening to bad music, getting involved in just the wrong kind of people. And story goes, I started smoking cigarettes, started drinking alcohol around grade 6, and it was because I felt oppression from my parents. I felt oppression from Christianity. I wanted to break free. I thought freedom was in going to use drugs and alcohol. So I went down that lifestyle, and that carried with me and just progressed throughout my teen years. I smoked heavy amounts of pot throughout all my teen years in high school. Dropped out of school. 17 years old, I'm dropping acid, listening to Marilyn Manson, just really, just a total outcast, totally lost to the world. I hated the world, I craved darkness, I started to realize that my addiction was causing me oppression, and drugs weren't the way to freedom. I was a captive once again. So I went through this addictive lifestyle for the next 10 years, and I wound up with Teen Challenge, and I realized that Christ is the way. Christ does set me free. I've never been so free in my life. I've never had this feeling of the burden's just been lifted off of me. It's really amazing how I can just come to this place for $1,000, turn my life around. I don't know where I'd be right now if I didn't come here. I'm doing an internship for 6 months and then going to school. Prior to coming in here, I was just a total wreck. Nobody wanted to be with me. My family just totally separated themselves from me. I was going nowhere. It's just completely amazing what's happened through this program to so many of the brothers here. And so I have God to thank for that. And 2 Corinthians 3 verse 17 is where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And that's true. So don't ever think that Christianity, to the kids here, don't ever think that Christianity is oppressive. Because getting into that lifestyle of drugs and alcohol and rebelling from your parents is what will lead you down a dark path. So, thanks.
Thank you very much. That's the power of God. We believe that God knows best how to speak into the life of a man or a woman. And so when someone like Dave comes in, he knows best how to speak. I can encourage him. I can pray for him. But ultimately it's God that changes. Ultimately it's God that transforms, that resurrects a man to see another man graduate. And some of our men, we like Dave. When Dave first came to us, I had prayed that he would stay. But I didn't know that he would. And so when he sent in, not only went through the 12 months, but also took up the opportunity to become an intern. I said to him today, it brought a tear to my eye. Because I didn't expect him to take another 6 months of his life and invest it for the kingdom. But he's right. He's doing it because he's giving back. And you know, I want to say these men, are they perfect? Absolutely not. But they're striving forward into the things of God to see them continue to change, to walk down that road of change. Does the program work? This is one of our people who are now starting a teen challenge in Newfoundland. This is a brand new work. And this man went from being in the solitary confinement of a jail for so many weeks, to coming to Teen Challenge and being changed. I mean, look at the difference from one to the next. The light of Christ is all over this man and all over these 2 men, as you see. Isn't that powerful? The before and after? Does the program work? Absolutely. We call it the proven cure for the drug epidemic because Jesus is the proven cure. I want to give you a couple of opportunities to be involved in Teen Challenge today. As I said, we have an opportunity to work on so many men's lives. We have in our intake a number of men that are trying to get into Teen Challenge, that are sending in all of their paperwork to come into Teen Challenge. And so our task is huge. We have a lot of people that are out there that are strung out. And I can only imagine God looking down from his throne and seeing people that are doing damage to their bodies, doing damage to their minds, doing damage to their lives. And so they're coming to Teen Challenge. And we want to come to places like this to challenge the body of Christ to get behind us. Because we do this without any government subsidies. No government scholarships, no nothing from the government. Because we choose not to go to the government, they will tell us what to do, how to do it, when to do it, where to do it, and to speak about who, and we cannot compromise the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, because it is that is unto salvation. And so we come to the body of Christ. We would like to give you some gifts here today. We have 2 free books that we would like to give if you are so inclined. First of all, a book that's been around for many, many, many years called Cross and the Switchblade. This is the history of Teen Challenge. This is how Teen Challenge began. And this is our 50th anniversary edition. In the back of this book, you will see what the players of this book are doing today. So it's an updated version. The last book that David Wilkerson had ever written is called The New Covenant Unveiled, before he passed away. This would be another free book that we would like to give you. If you'd be so inclined, you can fill out this little information packet that we gave to you when you first came in. If you fill this out today, we will give you one of these 2 books, whichever one you would like. This will not put you on a mailing list. This will not put you on a mailing list. This will send you one piece of information about Teen Challenge. The last thing I'd like to say is that we have a sponsorship program for $40 a month. You can invest in the life of a Dave or a Sean. We will send you a picture, kind of like child sponsorship, with a little bio and updates on a periodic basis. We'll send you an invite to the student's graduation. And you have the opportunity to write them letters, and they love Timmy cards. So, just a hint there. If you would like to become a sponsor of Team Challenge for $40 a month, we would love to have this. This is our bread and butter. This is how we make it. Many people have been very blessed by becoming sponsors, and we need more sponsors to fulfill our mandate. Okay, well, thank you very much, and God bless you.